10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org. When you're feeling way down low, got no place to go, can't call a lover, can't call a friend, can find a soul in soul, put your hand on the radio, can you feel it, down to your toes, can you feel it, that's how it goes, can you feel it, love all it knows, can you feel it, put your hand on the radio. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please, here comes your
Thank you. Welcome to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. As I mentioned, we're in beautiful downtown Ocean Springs, Mississippi, at the Walter Anderson Museum of Art. This is a wonderful venue, a beautiful room. I will not insult Mr. Anderson by even beginning to describe the beautiful murals that adorn these walls, but we got a great crowd, a great evening, and a great show for y'all. Count them, two really great songwriters. Molly Thomas is here from Fairhope, Alabama. That's a beautiful town. A.J. Haynes is here, originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. Those are two great music towns. And our author tonight, we are very honored to have the Poet Laureate of Mississippi. Yes, indeed. Ann Fisher Worth is here with her beautiful collection, Paradise is Jagged. And it certainly is, especially if you go out there and get a hold of a jellyfish. Am I right, Jerry? Yeah, that's very jagged. Hey, speaking of jagged, we love our house band. They're pretty bad. Y'all please bring them to the stage, the Yellow Bushwhackers. Through the window, lets me know everything's alright.
Thank y'all.
Yellow Bushwhackers, y'all. Let them hear you, please. Let them hear you. Our house band, we love them. Jabari Temple back there on the drums, Slade Lewis on the bass, that's Sam Bruton helping us out on the piano, and up front, our arranger and band leader, Paul Tate, and the beautiful vocal stylings of Mary Frances Massey. Thank y'all so much. You can wait all your life to use the phrase vocal stylings. Absolutely. Speaking of vocal stylings, Molly Thomas is going to vocalize for us. Now, what were y'all doing on August 1st, 2023? Yeah, I don't remember either. Molly remembers she was in a very, very serious car wreck that, in fact, almost took her life. And what do you do when you're a great songwriter? You write a song about it. If not, a full album that's coming out in the next couple of weeks called Tumble Home. The name of the song in question is Crash. And I also want to shout out the guitar player with Molly, Mr. Rick Hirsch. There he is. All he did was co-found a little band y'all may remember called Wet Willie. Y'all remember Wet Willie? And co-wrote their big song, Keep On Smiling. So between the two of them, Tumble Home, and he's all over the record too. You know it's going to be a great album. Y'all please welcome Molly Thomas.
Thank you, Jim. We are glad to be here tonight, or today. Thank you for having us. No.
He lives in the trees with the sky and the breeze taking life as it comes.
This song is called Now That You're Here.
I was prepared to be alone on my own. All those days you were miles away. We had a coffee and a walk when you
This next song we're going to do is called Even the Strong Need Somebody Sometimes, and it was the first single from my upcoming record, so you can actually find it on Apple and Spotify and all those.
Time of your petrified fear, throwing you right off the cliff. Even the strong need somebody sometimes, holding the truth, the high little skies. It can get lonely out there in the world when there's no one to lean on. The road on which we feed our soul is a choice.
Thank you very much.
Molly Thomas, y'all. One more time for her, please. Molly Thomas. Great songs. We're so glad you got over that horrible car wreck, and you seem to be doing great. Thank you for being on the show. And thank you, Rick Hirsch. Keep on smiling, Wet Willie. Yeah, all right. Rick, we are going to have you back because we know there are some Wet Willie stories we need to hear. Yeah, and I did hear you say, I believe, all the members of the band are still alive. Is that right? Excuse me, ma'am. They formed in 1969. How many rock and roll bands do you know fully intact? Who were doing the job of being in a rock and roll band, if you know what I mean? Thank you, Rick. Yeah, one more time for him. Great job. Absolutely. We want to remind you that you are listening to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. We are coming to you tonight from one of the most beautiful rooms in the South at the Walter Anderson Museum of Art in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. A beautiful evening and a beautiful street out here, just a beautiful town and a great crowd. We certainly appreciate everybody being here. We would like to thank our sponsors who helped us come down here and get the show down here. Of course, the Walter Anderson Museum of Art. We appreciate them so much. Also, The Shed. Yes, The Shed Barbecue and Blues Shack. That's how Thacker rolls. We come down to the coast, we eat barbecue, baby. It's the new seafood. That's how that goes. Also, the R&B Fader Foundation. We appreciate the Faders, all they do all these years. As a matter of fact, Misty and Ron made a trip out to Taos, New Mexico, the home of our newest affiliate, KNCE True Taos Radio, and paid them a visit and found out they love the show. They want us to come out and do the show out in Taos, and they insist that we do it. They have a stage right next to the brewery. I think we're going to go. So we appreciate that. Great job for the R&B Fader Foundation. We thank them so much. Also, the good folks at the Book Porter. How much do y'all love the Book Porter? Selling you books everywhere you go. You got to love it. And, of course, the Gulf Hills Resort and Hotel. We appreciate them so much. Once again, denied the Elvis suite, but we're going to keep asking because we know at some point we can wear them down. We appreciate the good folks out there. Walter Anderson Museum of Art, as we said. Also, our affiliates, if you don't mind, WUMS, University of Mississippi, WYXR, Community Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, the good folks at Mississippi Public Broadcasting. The good, yeah. They're still with us. They're not going anywhere. The good folks at Alabama Public Radio. Yes, we love Alabama. WUTC Community Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. WUOT Community Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee. And as we mentioned, KNCE True Taos Radio in Taos, New Mexico. I think they would love Walter Anderson, and I think Walter Anderson would love Taos. It's a very artistic town. All right, yes. Sam Bruton, y'all. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for helping out. All righty. Our next guest is the Poet Laureate of Mississippi, y'all, just appointed to the position. We could not be more proud for her. The term is for 2025 to 2029, so it's a nice four-year term. And she, as it happens, has just published a book and has actually co-edited a second book. Her book of poetry out now is called Paradise is Jagged from Terrapin Books. Also, she is co-editor with Laura Gray Street, anthology Attached to the Living World, a new eco-poetry anthology. The 2023 Governor's Award for Literature and Poetry from the Mississippi Arts Commission, three Mississippi Arts Commission Poetry Fellowships, the Mississippi Institute of Arts and Letters Award for Poetry, 15 Pushcart Prize nominations, y'all. The Mississippi Poet Laureate, Ann Fisher-Worth.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's really great to be here. It's very exciting to be here.
You are truly a heroine because you just had some hip surgery.
I just had a new hip. Pretty major surgery. I had a hip replacement that failed and broke my hip. So I had another hip replacement, same hip, this hip. I have a most impressive scar, and I was in the hospital for a while and then in rehab and then in the hospital twice more. So this is why it took me a while to get up on the stage, but I'm delighted to be here. And I have a little story to tell you about my becoming Poet Laureate. I was lying on the PT table before I broke my hip after the first surgery, and Beth Ann Fennelly phoned me from Switzerland, and she's crying. She's, "You're a Poet Laureate!" And I burst into tears. And my physical therapist goes, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" I said, "I'm Poet Laureate." He goes, "Oh, what's that?"
Yeah.
So, you know, back to the real world.
Yeah. When I was researching you and the position and all, and unfortunately, one of the first press releases they put out, it said, "Ann Fisher-Worth is the new Poet Laureate, and she can't wait to hit the ground running."
Yeah. So what I didn't need was to hit the ground, and I won't be running for a while. Yeah.
Well, you've written a beautiful book
Thank
of poetry.
You.
It's very family oriented. There's a lot of your family, very personal stuff in it, including so moving. You're writing about the death of your sister, who apparently y'all were extremely close.
Yeah, we were close. Yeah.
Yeah. You write about her beautifully. But also, it's almost half and half family and nature.
Yeah.
Which I thought would be perfect for this setting, because the point I got from the poems is nature is a balm for us, for all of our family hurts and hurts in general. And you seem to have lived that.
Yes.
And written.
Yes, sure. Well, I taught eco-poetry for many years at the University of Mississippi. And, you know, I am an eco-poet. I've published or co-edited two eco-poetry anthologies. And the major point of eco-poetry is that we are really inseparable from the other than human world. We are part of it. It is part of us. And so that informs a lot of my thinking and a lot of my work, you know.
Yeah, it's just when the family traumas that you were writing about, we all have been through one or something like that. And the idea of nature being a balm for that really comes through in the poems.
Yeah,
and beautiful job. You also have been around the world. Your father was an army, the army, so you, as a little bitty girl, where all have you lived?
The reason I exist is that my father survived World War II. He was in the South Pacific through the war and then came back and then was stationed in Germany. I was born in D.C., then Germany, then Pennsylvania, then Japan, then Berkeley, California, Southern California for college and grad school, Belgium for 3 years after grad school. After college and before grad school, and then more California, then Virginia, where I met Peter. By the way, today it's 37 years since we've lived in Mississippi.
Wow.
Yo. Yep. And also, by the way, I'm delighted to have not only my husband, but two of my grandchildren, Eve and Bodie, with me. Such a treat. It's such a treat. So this is really special for me. And then after Peter and I were married, we also lived in... Oh, there's Amanda. Good. Hi. Their mom just got here. Great. We also lived in Switzerland for a year and Sweden for a year. So I'm kind of a travel junkie. I love it. I love to travel as a child. Get up and go. Yeah.
So here you are. You're a world traveler. You're a tree hugger and you're a bleeding heart liberal. How did you ever get this job?
Good question.
Did they read your bio?
Yeah, really. I know. They should have. They should have. Yeah, I don't know if any of you know Greg Shermer. He used to be chair of the English department at Ole Miss. And I came down, I was looking for a job, and we just bonded. You know, he was building the department because Ray Mabus had given the department excellence money when he was governor. And they hired four of us that year, three of us the next year, four of us the next year. So Peter and I came down at that point. So that's how we're here. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, we've been happy to do it.
You have written wonderful books, and this newest one is right in there with them. It is very moving, and it makes us all proud that you are our poet laureate. And I know we're going to hear a couple of poems right now, if y'all are ready for that. Please welcome Ann Fisher Worth.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks. Thanks to my favorite MC. So I taught at the University of Mississippi for 34 years before retiring a couple of years ago. And on that campus, as probably many of you know, there's this wonderful catalpa tree next to the student union. So the first poem that I'm going to read is a prose poem, and it's called Catalpa. This tree is older than Columbus. 10 years ago, my honors students, standing in a ring, could barely get their arms around it. I took their pictures, hands joined, cheeks against the rough wood. Mostly, they loved it. But one guy told my friend who supervised his lab, she made us hug a tree. It was the worst class ever. When I think of the tree as a sapling, my mind enters a great quiet. Before the Depression, the yellow fever, before the burning of Oxford, before the university grays left their classrooms for the battlefield and died or were wounded to a man at Pickett's Charge, and before Princess Hoka of the Chickasaws set out with her people on the Trail of Tears, this tree sank its roots deep and deeper into the ground. Generations moved about beneath its boughs, spoke and loved and died as it grew. And here it is still in the clattering present. 10 years ago, I could walk around it, smell it, stroke the lichen on its bark. If I put my hand into the hollow in its trunk right near the ground, it was always cold, always comforting. No matter how brutal the summer, its dark, mysterious lungs kept serenely breathing. Now fences surround it. Stakes hold up its branches. No longer do art majors loll on the benches and smoke under its big leaf shade. A sign warns, no climbing, keep off. Still, every spring, wet tender leaves unfurl on branches jagged as broken bones, and the tree bursts out in a froth of white petals. And every spring, the preachers line the sidewalk near the tree and thrust their Bibles as we pass by. Repent and be saved, they say. Turn or burn. I want to tell them, turn around and look at the tree. Thank you. I'm going to read two poems for my sister, Jennifer, who died in 2019. She was my little sister. And the first one, so near Oxford, there's a place I dearly love. It's Magnolia Grove, which is Thich Nhat Hanh's Zen Buddhist monastery. And I've gone there many times. And one time I took my sister and her husband, Bruce. Inhabitation. A year ago, midsummer, we visited Magnolia Grove. You with your newly shaved head, And when I introduced you, Sister Boy and Sister Peace, likewise bald, embraced you. Heat gathers, every day hotter than the day before. Something lives in our walls again, scrabbling behind the bricked-up fireplace, and ants spill out from infinitesimal cracks in the corners. Apricots ripen, but they rot before they're ripe. My days in near seclusion creep through the hours and surrender to sleep or to twitches as if I'm a rag doll shaken. I can't tell you how I miss you. I keep wanting to phone you, ask something you would know with your flawless memory. What year our father went to Korea? When and how our grandparents died? To ask if you remember all that past. But one night, as I lay there twitching, trying to sleep, you came through the shining membrane between life and death so that I saw you, and I was you, gaunt edifice, cage of bone, and the clear, diminishing flame that was still in that second, my sister. Persimmons. My sister said, I would like to write about these persimmons, but I can't. Along the street, they hung glossy and taut among the leaves, all of light in their red-orange flesh like breasts, like buttocks or wombs swollen with sun, with desire, those sexy fruits that she loved on this radiant All Souls morning when she returned to walk with me. And then, thank you. The last poem I'm going to read is the poem that gave my book its title. And this is a cool story. So I had to get out of my office, and I was really irritated about having to do that because I had to go through 32 years of papers, and I'm a junkie for, like, scribbling, you know. But I found this tiny piece of paper with the phrase Jagged Paradise on it. And I don't know when I wrote that. I don't know where it came from. But there it was in my desk, and I'm like, okay, that's the title of my book. So this is it's called an Abecedarian, and it's a poem, that's a kind of poem where the first line starts with A and then B and then C and so on. But this is a backward Abecedarian. Okay, so that's a poem, that's a form that I made up. Jagged Paradise. Zing. You're alive, aren't you? X-rays show nothing wrong. Why fight against this happiness? Violets clustering between the bricks on the front walk. Under the pecan tree, spider lilies intricate and scarlet. Theo, the tuxedo cat, lapping cream on the porch. Sunlight on the trail this morning warms my love's neck and his worn red shirt. It gilds the bulrushes, silvers the feathery grasses. Quick, look, as we walk, the heron who lives by the little pond rises heavy-bodied into the trees. One Rudbeckia, one purple zinnia. Not much else grows where the trail branches off into darkness. Moon tonight is full, sailing around the sky, clouds whipping past. Leaning on my husband, I crook my neck to look up at the sky. Keep him safe, moon and sky. Keep him in your care. My guy in his jeans and hiking boots, his olive-colored shirt, and the belt tongue that keeps curling. In my squeaky voice, I sing him, Il y a longtemps que je t'aime. I have loved you for a long time. How old we're growing together, him with his toenails sharp as knives, gnarly eyebrows, me with my twisted toes. We love the things we love, for what they are, wrote Frost, and it's true. Every cicada sings us closer to winter now. Darkness soaks the grasses, pools beneath the trees. Come here, little one, whoever you may be, the day and night ripen blood red berries of sumac, dogwood, roses. All the leaves are mottled and stained. Amen. Breathe in. It's late October. Thanks.
Thank you. Ann Fisher Worth, y'all. I think you can come on up. Paradise is Jagged is the name of her collection of poems. And Ann is going to join us after the show out here at the Book Porter table and sign your copy of Paradise is Jagged. You need a copy of the book from your new poet laureate of Mississippi. One more time for Ann Fisher Worth. Thank you for being here. And I hope that hip holds out. And Peter, how wonderful to have yourself in her book of poetry referencing your toenails. That's just great. All right. A.J. Haynes. A.J. has been on our show before, and she can write a song and sing a song and play a song. We are delighted to have her back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Also, not only a singer and songwriter, she is also an educator and an activist. We appreciate that. Kind of a brand new, newish single for the Canaries is out. We're so proud of that. And you also may know her from a gig she also has with a great band called the Serotones, one of the great bands out there. I know you love them. Y'all, please welcome one of our pals, A.J. Haynes.
It's being in tune with the breathing universe, feeling that the earth has its past, present, and future. But my music is actually reaching out of it, not being a part of the past, out of present, out of future, but rather what I call an altered destiny, because I'm dealing with equations, and like most people feel, the planet is doomed anyway.
Who are we living for? Who are we? Welcome aboard,
the mothership.
Anybody an Octavia Butler fan? Yeah, Sci-Fi Queens, we love it. She says, all that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. And, you know, if we can learn anything from our oldest ancestor, our planet, is we'll continue to evolve, we'll continue to adapt, and hopefully we can adapt past warfare. Hopefully we can adapt toward a more delicious existence, right? But anyway, this song is called Everything Is Change, inspired by Octavia Butler.
Can't fix my mistake.
appreciate how attentive everyone is, how the best audience is a curious audience, you know? And I feel like there's a lot of smart people in here. A lot of intellect and also a lot of emotional intelligence. And, you know, I'm here for that. I really am. So I'm based in New Orleans. I'm from North Louisiana. And, you know, I think we're from everywhere. We're all people of diaspora. Everyone gave up something to be here, right? And so when I think about my own diaspora, as I think about New Orleans as a portal, New Orleans as the birthplace of the beautiful mind and heart that created the art here, and oftentimes here in the Deep South, especially the Gulf South, especially in New Orleans, especially here, we're often the canaries in the coal mine, right? Whatever is going to have global impact is going to hit us here first. And so this is a prayer to all those canaries in the coal mine that we can find a brighter day. It's called For the Canaries. I'd never leave you behind. Come what may come hurricane, winter storm, oblivion. You're the one I'd love through end of days. Sweet canary in the mine. As coal from earth and sun, come out in the sun to play, sing to me a brighter day. And if the earth should slip away, sort it out in outer space. Other suns and other moons, try your best and I'll try to.
A.J. Haynes, y'all, one more time for her, please. A.J. Haynes. Great job, A.J. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank y'all so much for coming out tonight. Thanks again for making this a sold-out event. It really does our hearts good to know that Ocean Springs welcomes us year after year. We love this town. Thank y'all for being here. Really cool. Great room, great crowd, beautiful town. One more time for all our guests, if you don't mind. Molly Thomas, y'all. Molly Thomas and the great Rick Hirsch. Ann Fisher Worth, the Poet Laureate of Mississippi. Great job. She gets the Purple Heart Award for just being here. Paradise is Jagged is the great book. She will be out front to sign copies. Let's all go out there and get a copy of the book. And, hey, let's get a drink while we're out there. Hey, one more time, if you don't mind, for A.J. Haynes. One more time for A.J. Thank you. All righty. We love it. We appreciate y'all. If you find yourselves in Oxford, Mississippi during the fall, we record the show every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. As I mentioned, our website, we do keep info there. So check us out on the web, and you can find out where we are and what the show is happening, and we'd love to have you come see us in person. If not, as we mentioned, we are really in the market for new Thacker backers. We've got a table set up right here with Lucy and Micah back there, and I think they're still sober enough to take your order, I believe. Maybe not, but please think about joining us. If not tonight, maybe when you get home and you're comfortable online. We intend to be here. We intend to ride this out and keep bringing music and literature to the world. I think it's probably what the two things that Mississippi does best. And we appreciate y'all being along with us. Let's get one more from this house band, and we'll see you on the radio.
Laughing in the rain, hitting
Mountain Radio Hour's executive director is Lucy Gaines. Our production director is Tim Lee. Our broadcast and post-production engineer is Jeffrey Reed. Our front-of-house engineer is Blake Gardner.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater, presenting the Branford Marcellus Quartet on Friday, September 26th. From his New Orleans roots to stages around the world, Marcellus has performed as a jazz band leader, classical soloist, and composer for film and Broadway. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.